So guys, have you seen the satisfaction survey that's been distributed? What do you think?
I'm not sure. Are they really going to do anything about the answers?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Have you answered it though? Don, what did you write?
I mentioned the problem of the afternoon slump. Our lunch break is very short. It's barely enough time to eat. And well, afterwards it's very hard to get back to work. Personally, I get very sleepy after lunch. 20 minutes more on the break would allow people to have a power nap after lunch or even go for a walk, making them more productive for the rest of the afternoon, I think. Otherwise, people just end up dozing off anyway, you know. What about you, Mark?
Oh, I wrote about our client reports. Every day, I spend hours manually writing out the same information again and again about the client meetings of the day, when really, we should have a form for that. So many times we have the same type of information to input in the report, and writing it out just wastes time that we could spend being productive on something else. I suggested an automated report form that we could use with the most common information already preloaded, so it would just be a matter of picking the relevant options. Instead of 5 minutes, it would take 2 seconds. As a bonus, it could feed into a database and help us keep our client information current. Eliza, have you answered the survey?
Yes, I talked about the increasing tendency of the managers to contact us after hours and on the weekends. This shouldn't be allowed. This is family time. I know that, at least in my case, more than a few times I was in the middle of having dinner with my family when I was called about some task that could have been done the day after, easily. When we're not at work, we're off the clock. Our time is our time, not the company's. Last Sunday, I received a call in the middle of my daughter's piano recital. Of course, I wasn't able to answer it, but then my manager told me off about it the next day at work.